The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has issued groundbreaking guidance that reshapes the regulatory landscape for tokenized securities, offering clarity to the digital asset industry while reinforcing the applicability of federal securities laws.
This guidance, which categorizes tokenized securities into two distinct models, issuer-sponsored and third-party, marks a pivotal moment in the evolution of blockchain technology and its integration with traditional finance.
It's like the SEC is saying, hey, we're not ignoring the future, we're just making sure it plays by the rules.
Exactly. The SEC's stance is clear. Tokenizing an asset does not exempt it from securities regulations. Whether it's on a blockchain, in a paper certificate, or in a centralized database, the core nature of the asset remains the same.
That's a game changer for investors and innovators alike. It's like saying, you can't just flip a switch and bypass all the safeguards that protect people's money.
Precisely. This framework not only defines regulatory responsibilities, but also signals a shift toward a more structured, compliance-driven era for tokenized assets.
The implications go way beyond rules and paperwork. It's about trust, innovation, and making sure the digital asset world doesn't outpace the legal system.
The two models of tokenization, a regulatory framework.
The SEC's guidance introduces a critical distinction between two models of tokenized securities, each with distinct regulatory implications. Let's break it down.
The first model, issuer-sponsored tokenization, involves the original issuer of a traditional security, like a company issuing stocks or bonds, directly creating and managing a digital token version of that asset on a blockchain.
Think of it as the company itself building the digital version of its shares. Shareholders can hold and transfer these tokens, but the company still has to follow the same rules as before.
Exactly. The issuer retains full control over the tokenization process, including design, distribution, and governance. And they're still subject to registration, disclosure, and anti-fraud laws.
The SEC emphasizes that digitizing an asset doesn't mean you can skip the legal checks. It's the same safeguards, just in a new format.
The second model, third-party tokenization, involves a separate entity or platform creating a blockchain token that represents an existing traditional security issued by another party.
This is where fintech firms or marketplaces step in. They might tokenize a bond and list it on a digital exchange, enabling investors to trade the tokenized asset.
Here, the third-party entity assumes significant regulatory responsibilities, especially if they're promoting, selling, or facilitating the trading of these tokens.
The SEC is clear. If the third party is marketing the token as an investment or managing a marketplace, they're on the hook for registration, disclosure, and anti-fraud requirements.
This distinction is crucial because it clarifies who bears the compliance burden in different scenarios, ensuring market participants understand their legal obligations.
Why the distinction matters: regulatory responsibilities and legal obligations.
The SEC's categorization isn't just academic. It has real-world implications for regulatory oversight and market accountability.
In the issuer-sponsored model, the original issuer remains the primary entity subject to securities laws. That means investors still get the same protections as with traditional securities.
The SEC underscores that the technological medium, blockchain, paper certificates, or databases, doesn't change the legal classification of the asset.
If an asset meets the criteria of an investment contract under the Howey test, it remains a security, regardless of its form.
In the third-party model, the regulatory landscape becomes more complex. The third-party entity may assume obligations similar to an issuer, especially if they engage in activities resembling traditional securities offerings.
For example, if a third-party platform markets the token as an investment opportunity or facilitates its trading without proper registration, they could face legal consequences.
The SEC warns that the third party's role in promoting or managing the tokenized asset could expose them to liability for violations of disclosure requirements, anti-fraud provisions, and other mandates.
This distinction is essential to prevent market actors from exploiting ambiguity to evade compliance.
The core message: technology does not exempt assets from securities laws.
At the heart of the SEC's guidance is a fundamental principle. The technology used to record ownership does not change the nature of the asset.
The SEC explicitly rejects the idea that tokenizing a security automatically transforms it into a non-security. This is a direct response to debates about whether digital assets fall outside traditional securities regulations.
Their stance is clear. If an asset functions as an investment contract, meaning it involves an investment of money in a common enterprise with the expectation of profit derived from others' efforts, it remains a security, regardless of its technological form.
This principle is rooted in the Howey test, established in the 1946 Supreme Court case Securities and Exchange Commission v. Howey.
The Howey test defines an investment contract as 1. An investment of money, 2. In a common enterprise, and 3. With the expectation of profit derived from the efforts of others.
The SEC's guidance applies this test to tokenized assets, emphasizing that blockchain technology doesn't negate the investment characteristics of the asset.
For instance, a token representing equity in a company still qualifies as a security. Similarly, a tokenized bond or derivative remains subject to securities laws because it meets the investment contract criteria.
This guidance isn't just about rules. It's about protecting investors, fostering innovation, and ensuring the digital asset world operates within a trusted framework.